And now on the Continuous Call Team, the Sunday Carve-Up.
I don't like boats and caravans being parked in the streets.
Oh, sorry.
If you're prepared to buy a boat or a caravan...
You got a front yard for it.
You got a front yard or you got
rubbish.
Somewhere to...
Can't park it on the street.
Can't park it on the street, mate.
And it's a cul-de-sac as well, right?
Storage shed.
A what, sorry?
A cul-de-sac.
Cul-de-sac.
Dead end. I could have got away with that.
Yeah, no, I wasn't going to let you.
Gary from Sutherland says, "G'day, boys. I'm in bed listening to another great call with the Continuous Call Team." Good on you, Gary. He's in
it's
bed.
It's great to be in bed with you, Gaz.
Gary, just roll over a little bit.
Oh, yeah.
You're hogging the...
Do you reckon he's just got socks and a beanie on?
He's keeping himself warm.
Greg says, "G'day, lads. Who's in tomorrow and when did Piggy test for COVID last?"
The PCR test, I was negative for COVID. Yeah. I was negative for influenza A. I was negative for one other flu symptom. But there were a few
SARS.
there were a few other positives on there that we won't go into.
I was going to ask a couple of those. Any else show up?
Yeah, there's
on
some
that
other
test.
Issues that I've got to deal with.
Anything else show up on that
back
test.
Soon.
Do you go by yourself ever to the movies?
No, absolutely
I
not.
Would. I don't go. I haven't been to the movies. For
why not?
I used to.
Yeah,
now,
there you go.
Now
nothing wrong with that.
Golf.
You feel like a bit of a weird.
Nigel, no, mate.
Sitting in an empty massive cinema.
Weirdo.
It's dark. No one's going to know.
With a trench coat on. You know?
And nothing else. Just your beanie.
And your socks.
Yeah, I'm not a...
Oh, Willis.
On my own.
Has Levy really got COVID or declare from Ingerdeen to find out where he lives? Can you explain that to me?
Well,
Gal, you should probably explain
that. Well, Claire is a big supporter of the show, and she's an Ingerdeen, a Shire girl, and she likes Levy. She likes Mark, and we've been trying to set the two of them up on a date for a few weeks now, but
right.
Yeah, we're not sure if it's going to happen. Hopefully it can happen, but we'll have to wait and see. Claire is quite keen, and I've got to say, I think Mark might be as well. So we'll have to set them up.
You're going to be in trouble.
I'm happy to help where I can help. And I mean, Mark needs a coffee sometimes, particularly during the day when he's not doing the Hadley show.
Is this a metaphor for something?
No, I'm literally talking a coffee.
Oh,
just
right.
A coffee and a chat.
Just thought of something that Mark can do for his week in isolation. Tinder.
Oh, you can't do nothing about
well,
it.
No, but you can line it all up. He can get a full book of rides for when he's coming out the other side.
Yeah.
Good afternoon to you, Claire.
To that Levy admirer, I say hands off.
Oh, yeah. Whoa.
Good on you, Claire.
Lindsay just says, "Don't you think it's very disrespectful to purposely butcher Spiro's surname? Making fun of people's names is really unpleasant. As you know, it offends a lot of people."
It's his nickname, Lindsay.
Spiro?
Yes. We've been calling him that forever. Hello.
It was a joke. Daryl starts calling him Constantinople. That's his nickname, see? I'll calm down
you're
a little bit.
You're starting to get like leaving.
You're getting
you
fired
are.
Up.
You're starting.
Well, relax it.
You, my friend, have spent too long in as Levy's chair this afternoon.
I haven't been in Levy's chair.
Well, in
I'm
his
in
headset.
My own.
That's Davy's chair,
headset,
isn't it? That's
right?
Davy's chair.
Is.
Maybe Davy.
You're in his headset.
I wonder how many bottles of wine Davy's had today.
I
wonder how the dungeon's going.
Plenty.
Uh-oh, we've got a front rower saying there's going to be a challenge.
Oh, here we
uh-oh.
Go. Back him in or out. Quick.
Nah, not upheld.
Yeah,
dismissed.
Well, I'm with you. Dismissed. I never made an error in my career. Not one. Oh,
he's going to get it.
Challenge is successful.
He keeps his license.
He's the first front row all season to get one right. He was straight up there, wasn't he? Can they keep going though? Robson! That's my man. I said he'd score a try.
It's your epiphany.
My epiphany has come to fruition.
Let me ask you a question. Did you back it?
No!
Oh!